no joke is the employment situation out there right now and how people feel about their current jobs. Bankrate has done a new survey, and Mark Hamrick, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst, joins us now on the live line. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be with you.
Glad you're here. I'm not in this number, but it looks like about half of us are going to be looking for a new job soon, huh?
That's what our Bankrate survey indicates. We asked those in the workforce, which is defined as those who are either working or looking for work, and exactly the same percentage as a year earlier, 48% say they are likely to look for a new job over the coming year, and that percentage is even higher for younger workers.
Why do you think that is, that for 2 years running now, about half of everyone you surveyed wants a different job than they have at this time?
There are a number of reasons that I think this is happening. Number one is what has been the result of high inflation and elevated prices that really hit us beginning about 3 years ago. It's that we are facing affordability challenges, some even call it a crisis in some iterations when we talk about housing affordability. And it's not just the affordability of a home purchase. It's in many instances just the cost of rent and other necessities like automobile insurance, health insurance, and health care costs. So one way to try to resolve that is to get better pay. And it's also interesting to me, thinking about, let's say, the diplomatic tightrope that can be involved, 44% of workers say they plan to ask for a raise over the coming year. So I think people are looking to resolve any number of different issues with their work. Others, and this was certainly a big thing in the early days of the pandemic, as we know, plan to seek more workplace flexibility, whether it's different hours, the ability to work from home or remotely more often. And that was stated by 36% of workers overall.
And I got to imagine some of those who are looking for that more flexibility, maybe because they have a side hustle and they want to be able to make more money doing something else in addition to their primary employment. Again, coming back to what you said earlier, times are hard right now for a lot of folks financially, at least they're perceived that way. And people are looking to make more money. So I'm not surprised 44% are going to ask for a raise and nearly half are going to try to find a new job. I got to imagine of those 44% asking for a raise, the ones who get told no may jump over and join that percentage who are going to be looking for a new job.
Well, that could well be, I think that, you know, there we could do, you know, a whole segment on how to go about managing those kinds of conversations, because very often many people have the least effective communication skills when it comes to talking about money. And includes on the job, but also, let's say, with family members or friends. It's a complicated subject. It can be one that's emotionally charged. And of course, you know, there's that whole idea in cross-examination in court, which is sometimes don't ask a question that you don't know the answer to. I think sometimes, you don't want to ask for a raise if you think that there's a substantial chance you're going to get shut down. But the other part, of course, is it's a valuable conversation to have in the context of, well, how is my overall job performance? What is the outlook for me in this job? Is there room for improvement, not only in performance, but also in the kind of job I have? In other words, can I be promoted? So the good news right now, Dave, I think, is that the unemployment rate has remained nationally in a pretty good place. 4.1% was the surprise that we got in the most recent reading on that about 3 weeks ago, having previously been at 4.2%. But at the same time, the hiring rate is cooling. And even in the jobless claims that we got this morning, the continuing claims are getting pretty close to the level of 2 million. And that suggests that job search times are taking longer. So for those who are planning to look for a job, some patience might be in order as well.
Yeah, it's a tougher job market out now than it has been in a while. And on some levels, that's a good thing. On other levels, not so much. When we come back, I'm going to ask Mark, if you are in the number that are going to be looking for a new job in the next 12 months, what what should you do first and foremost to improve your chances of getting that new job you're looking for? Your thoughts and comments as well, 504-260-1870. Are you surprised that half of people for 2 years running now say they plan to look for a new job in the coming year? I'll also tell you about a couple of conversations I had with people recently when they went to ask for a raise or asked for funding for something that they wanted to do at work. And the way they were met wasn't what they were hoping for. That's after this. Check on WWL traffic. It's National Tell an Old Joke Day. I'm going to tell a bunch of ones you are texting me coming up after the news at 8:30. But Mark Hamrick, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst, you have one for us?
Sure. I got to keep it on topic, though, Dave. So it's, why did the banker switch careers? He lost interest.
See, that is actually kind of, I feel bad sometimes laughing at these bad jokes, but, you know, it is what it is. But I'm glad you did that at least, you know, you stayed in the profession. And I think most professions have jokes that outside the profession, maybe others don't find funny. A lot of folks may not find it funny that the job market is getting much tighter. Unemployment down, new jobs added. What did you say it was that was released today?
The number of people who are continuing to receive unemployment assistance is getting close to 2 million and had been, you know, below 1.9 million. So we're seeing longer job search times.
All right. So how can someone who may be in that nearly 50% of people you surveyed that said they do want to find a new job in the next 12 months or at least look for one, how can they better their odds of getting a new job?
I think there are basically three steps that one should undertake to go about this process. And the first one is sort of time tested, and that is make sure your resume, and I would also say and that's sort of the digital product that you would tend to keep in a document, but also the online representation of that. LinkedIn is just so widely used by HR professionals. Make sure that those are where they need to be. And it's not just where, and I've given this advice to people who have asked for help with their resumes. Very often, the way they line things out on there is to say basically they were present for a job, let's say between this period of time and the end of it, and they'll list what the job title was, but they don't mention anything about accomplishment or achievement. And so, you know, to get a job, generally speaking, it needs to be more about attendance. It needs to be about high performance, and so emphasize achievement in those jobs. And you can use AI to help polish some of these things, ChatGPT, whatever your favorite tool is, but it needs to be in your voice, not essentially the application's voice. And the other part is, and this is relevant also to a tool like LinkedIn, and that is to make sure that your both virtual and real world networks are activated before the time that you need to search for a job, either because your previous employment has ended or you're among those, as in our survey indicates, are looking to make a change. And then thirdly, make sure that your skills are either at where they need to be or they will be. And that might mean that you get some training. It could be at a community college, a trade school, or just some online training, because it's such a dynamic world we live in right now with so many things changing so quickly. The skills that might have been pertinent 10, 20 years ago, even 5 years ago, have shifted in many ways, at least for some positions.
You know, you told us earlier that, and that's all really good advice, because as a hiring manager, and I think the first thing you said rang the most true with me, just telling me you had a job and what your title was and what your responsibilities were is one thing. But telling me how you made that company better, how you improved things for that employer, what you accomplished in that role can really go a long way to impress me just looking at your resume before I ever get a chance to talk to you. So thank you for that. 44%, you said, of people are going to ask for a raise this year. I've heard from two people in just the last couple of weeks, one who went and asked for a raise and another who wanted to get a project funded at work, and they were greeted with essentially the same response. We don't have money for that. The times are hard right now. There's no money for that. So how do you overcome that kind of objection if you go and ask your boss for a raise and they're like, you've seen our books. You know we don't have that money right now.
Well, let's say, for example, that this conversation about asking for a raise were to happen in the near term, and looking at the calendar, that means that it's almost August. Asking for a raise doesn't necessarily mean saying I need to have a raise right now. And we think about the fact that, you know, most company years are pretty strongly correlated to the calendar year itself, meaning the beginning is January. And so many companies would now be in the process of formulating their budgets for the coming year. And the end of the year is just so many months away, meaning that raise could be forthcoming whenever that sort of compensation review season occurs. So just having the conversation is one thing, and a company can plan accordingly. A wise manager, I think, is aware that they need to retain their best performers, their best workers. And the cost of losing a great performer can be financial as well, meaning that they can lose, you know, revenue if indeed somebody leaves, depending on, let's say, what kind of a job it is. So alerting a manager to that this is top of mind for you is important, but you also need to make the case that you've earned it. It's not just like, you know, the lamest excuse is, hey, the cost of my automobile maintenance is going up. That doesn't cut it, because we can all find ways to spend more money. It's about the performance on the job and the value you bring to it.
And probably the first point you made about if you're looking for a job, sing your accomplishments. Make them realize That's your right. worth if they don't already. Thank you. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Mark, senior economist and analyst for Bankrate. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, David.
And thank you for your joke, too, giving us a smile on this National Tell an Old Joke Day. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker.